You are listening to the audio edition of TES, Essential Weekly Intelligence for the Education Professional, from the 29th of January 2021 edition. School Leadership Tips for Awkward Conversations. While it is tempting to sidestep an awkward conversation with a member of your team and hope that the problem resolves itself, it's usually better to tackle it head-on. Rachel Ball offers a blueprint for how to be candid while still showing that you care. Rachel Ball is Assistant Principal in charge of teaching and learning at Co-op Academy Walkden in Salford.
It's the end of a busy day. An overstretched middle leader breathes a sigh of relief as the bell rings and 11B leave her classroom. Then she remembers the drop-ins she carried out earlier to assess whether key routines were being used well by her team. One member hadn't been adhering to aspects of the behaviour policy. So now the middle leader knows that she needs to have a candid conversation. I've been in this situation many times, and it can be tempting to ignore the issue and hope that things will be better next time. But in any leadership role, there will be times when you need to get problems out in the open. It may be uncomfortable and awkward, but accountability and honest communication have to be cornerstones of any organisation. Just as we have high expectations for the students we teach, we must have similarly high expectations for staff and ensure that these are understood. I recently finished reading Radical Candor by Kim Scott and found that her blueprint for leadership has a lot to offer school leaders. Through her manifesto of Care Personally, Challenge Directly, she illustrates how accountability should be about the mind and the heart, to challenge when needed, but always from a foundation of compassion. There are several ways that leaders can get it wrong when it comes to these kinds of conversations. Scott offers a framework to help us understand this, explaining the traps that leaders are prone to fall into. The first is ruinous empathy, where leaders want to avoid any sort of confrontation or tension, and therefore never challenge poor standards. This is a trap I have fallen into, wanting to avoid awkward or difficult conversations and any potential damage to relationships. This is not only dangerous for the outcomes of the organisation, it also means that staff don't get the chance to grow and develop. How can we be expected to improve if we aren't guided to these areas of improvement? The second trap is obnoxious aggression. Leaders who forget to care personally and instead lead through fear, humiliation and bullying, resulting in toxic workplaces. The third is manipulative insincerity, through which leaders praise staff while failing to care or challenge because of a focus on their own personal gain or political advantage. Again, this leads to unpleasant working environments and relationships.